The term I have for this session and the tool I want to share with you, I call it quality quantifiers. In fact, the term is much more technical than the actual tool itself, but I think it's an accurate term to describe what we're going to learn. And by the way, this tool is not so much that it's new or so innovative. It's just that once we're aware of it, it can change our life. Now, here's how it came about. I was putting together a program called The Body You Deserve. And as I was designing the program, I got to the point of thinking about, okay, let's deal with one of the problems with people trying to lose weight, which is just the sense that they've got to have something now. You know that state where you feel like if you don't have it now, you're going to explode? I don't know if you've ever experienced that or not. Maybe not around food, maybe around something else. And I began to look at the dynamic of how that makes people overeat and try to identify what the cause was so in one of the days I could really help them create a solution. And as I thought about it, I thought about, okay, for someone to actually overeat, what has to happen first? First, they got to be triggered. And by the way, isn't this true of any behavior you want to change? Whether it's smoking or drinking, or whether it's getting frustrated or mad or angry or overwhelmed, something triggers us initially. So what kinds of things can trigger us? Well, it can be something internally triggered by asking ourselves a question or focusing on something internally, or it can be an external cue. It can be something that we see or hear, something someone says, maybe a smell that triggers us. As soon as we're triggered, we go into a state. And when people overeat, I began to ask myself, what is the state they're in when they really overeat? I mean, when they gotta have that food. I realized it was a state of tremendous urgency, that the person felt like they gotta have it right now. And as I began to explore that, I thought, well, what's creating this state of urgency in people? What's making them have to have that food right now? And I began to realize it was a sense of scarcity. Suddenly, this person began to feel if they didn't have something right now, they were going to miss out. They were going to be deprived. They weren't going to have what they really wanted most. And as I began to explore this, I said, okay, well, if somebody gets where they feel like they're missing out, human beings will do almost anything to avoid what? Pain. And missing out, being deprived, is major pain for most people in our culture. In fact, scarcity is what drives so many of our desires in this culture. The more scarce some things are, the more we want them. I mean, that's the challenge. When most people want to lose weight, what do? They try and deprive themselves. They say, I can't have this food that makes me feel good. What we really want is just to change the way we feel. And if someone thinks like they can't have it anymore, that just drives them crazy. It's the very same drive, by the way, that made people come across an ocean, risk their lives to come to the New World, to get something called gold. Why do they want this little pretty metal? Why was it in such demand? Because it was scarce. Scarcity drives human beings crazy, whether it be in diamonds or in relationships. Some people, when they really want to be in a relationship with somebody and they don't think it's possible, boy, they really want to be with this person. They find this drive. They'll do anything. They'll take care of that relationship. They make it the priority. But once they're in the relationship, what happens? For some people, the law of familiarity begins to set in. They start to take for granted what's so close to them. Pretty soon, what they wanted is no longer scarce. They're around this person so much that they begin to take them a little bit for granted.